Chapter 13. Krishna builds the fort at Dwarka. After Krishna killed King Kamsa, Kamsa's two wives went back home to their father, Jarasandha, who was a great friend of the demon Kamsa. Jarasandha was angry when he heard that Krishna had killed Kamsa, so he took an army of soldiers, horses, elephants, and an ocean of chariots to Mathura to fight with Krishna face to face. Everyone was afraid when they saw his army. Jarasandha shouted at Krishna, "How terrible that you killed Kamsa! He is your own uncle. All these years you were hiding from him in Vrindavan. You stayed with cowherd men and never learned how to be a good soldier." Then he shouted at Balaram, "Balaram, I will kill you with my arrows and send you to the heavenly planets." Krishna shouted back at Jarasandha, "You talk too much. You are a crazy person who is going to die very soon." Krishna took his arrows out and quickly shot down every one of Jarasandha's elephants, horses, and soldiers. Only Jarasandha was standing there alone on the battlefield. Balaram caught him and tied him up with the rope of Varuna, but Krishna let him go. Jarasandha could only return home in shame. Krishna went back into Mathura after beating Jarasandha. Everywhere Krishna and Balaram went, bugles, conch shells, drums, and beautiful music played for them. The city was cleaned well, and all the roads were sprinkled with water. All the houses were nicely decorated with flags and garlands to celebrate Krishna's victory over Jarasandha. Brahmanas chanted mantras, and everywhere people started throwing yogurt mixed with green grass. From the rooftops, all the ladies threw flowers and watched wonderful Krishna walk down the street. Krishna and Balaram carried bundles of jewels they got from the soldiers, horses, and elephants who died on the battlefield. They gave everything to King Ugrasena because he was the king of the Yadu family. Even though Krishna had already beaten Jarasandha, Jarasandha still came back again and again, 17 more times to fight with Krishna. Each and every time he was beaten and all his soldiers were killed by Krishna. Each time Krishna and Balaram caught and arrested Jarasandha and then let him go again. And each time Jarasandha had to go home in shame after losing everything. One day, the Yavana king, Kalyavana, attacked Mathura. Krishna knew that Jarasandha would also attack again. He had to take his whole family to a safer place to live. Quickly, Krishna built a wonderful fort at Dwarka, in the middle of the sea. When it was finished, Krishna took everyone from Mathura to live in the fort in Dwarka, where he told Balaram to stay with them as the city father. Then Krishna went back to Mathura to meet Kalyavana. Kalyavana saw Lord Krishna for the first time. The Lord got down from his chariot and walked right through the middle of all of Kalyavana's soldiers. Krishna looked as bright as the moon in the sky and had the Kastuba jewel and the lines of Srivats on his chest. His eyes were as lovely as delicate soft lotus petals. Kalyavana saw the Lord's beautiful four-handed form. The Yavana king had come to fight with Krishna, so he also got off his chariot without his weapons, as Krishna had. Krishna, however, went right by when without even looking at Kalyavana. Kalyavana began to follow him, but as fast as Kalyavana ran, he could not catch Krishna. Kalyavana began running very fast, but Krishna just led him far, far away. Then Krishna went into a cave on the side of a hill. Kalyavana thought that Krishna was running away from him, so he would not have to fight. So he shouted, "Oh, you, Krishna! I heard that you are a great hero in the Yadu family, but I see that you are running away like a coward who is afraid. Don't shame your good name and family tradition by running away." Kalyavana was following, running very fast, but because he was a very sinful man, he could not catch Krishna. No one can catch Krishna except for his loving devotees. Krishna went into a cave in the mountain while Kalyavana followed, shouting at him. The first thing Kalyavana saw in the cave was a man lying down asleep. He thought, "I wonder if this is Krishna," and he kicked him. But it wasn't Krishna. That man woke up so quickly and looked around everywhere. He was very angry to get such a hard kick, and he did not really want to wake up either. At last he saw Kalyavana, who was standing nearby. While he looked at Kalyavana in such an angry mood, rays of fire came from his eyes, and Kalyavana burned into ashes in a second. The man who had been sleeping in the cave was called Muchakunda. He was so strong that even demigods like Lord Indra used to ask him to please help them to fight against the demons. For many thousands of years, he had helped the demigods fight the demons. One day, the demigod named Lord Kartikeya said to King Muchakunda, "My dear king, you have given up everything just to help the demigods. You even left your huge kingdom and your family and home. How can we thank you for helping us when we needed it? Please ask for anything you want." Well, Muchakunda had not slept for many, many years and was very tired after fighting so hard for such a long time. So when Kartikeya offered him a benediction, Muchakunda simply thought of sleeping. He said, "My dear Kartikeya, I want to sleep now. You should please give me a special power. If anyone tries to disturb my sleep, I wish to burn him into ashes just by looking at him." Kartikeya gave his blessings, and Muchakunda went into a cave in the mountain to sleep very soundly for as long as he wanted. On the strength of that blessing, as soon as Muchakunda looked at him, Kalyavana was burned into ashes. All of a sudden, the king saw Krishna standing there watching him. Krishna was very beautiful and was dressed in lovely yellow clothes with the mark of Srivats on his chest and the Kastuba stone hanging around his neck. Krishna was standing right in front of Muchakunda with four hands and a lotus flower garland around his neck, which hung all the way down to his knees. His face was beautiful and smiling, and he had nice jeweled earrings in both ears. Muchakunda had never seen anyone so beautiful. He asked, "My dear Lord, how did you get into this cave? Who are you? Your feet are just like soft lotus flowers. How could you walk in this forest full of thorns and hedges? I am simply surprised to see you. You must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is stronger than anyone in the world. My name is Muchukunda, and I was sleeping here in this cave, but someone woke me up before I was ready. So just by looking at him, I burned him into ashes. Now I am very happy that I did wake up, because I can see you, my Lord. I think that is the real reason I have killed this rascal. My Lord, your body is shining so brightly, I cannot even see you properly. Please tell me just who you are, my Lord. Krishna smiled and answered, My dear King, how can I tell you exactly who I am? Anantadev, who has hundreds and thousands of mouths, has been trying to tell everyone who I am for a very long time and is still not finished. At this time, I am the son of Vasudev. I also killed Kamsa and so many other demons. This demon, who was just here a minute ago, was trying to disturb me. You have very kindly burned him into ashes by simply looking at him. My dear King Muchukunda, you are my great devotee. Please ask anything you like from me. King Muchukunda said, Oh, my dear Lord, I know I will always be very happy if I only think about you and serve you all of the time. My dear King, the Lord said, Because you love me so much, you will always think of me as you have asked. Then you will never be disturbed by anyone or anything in this world. But you are a soldier and have killed many animals while hunting or fighting in wars. Please start doing bhakti yoga and always think of me. Then you will not have to be punished for doing such terrible things. In your next life, you will be a first-class Vaishnav devotee. You will serve me always as the best of brahmanas, just as you want it. When Muchukunda came out of the cave, he went north until he reached the Gandanamadana mountain, where there were many sweet-smelling sandalwood and flower trees. He stayed there and worshipped Krishna for the rest of his life at the Bhadrak Ashram, where Krishna lives as Nara Narayan.